Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches. Thank you, listeners. We were having some technical difficulty trying to get on our boards tonight, but I know you're waiting because it speaks for the Smooch Live, and we're going purple all month. And we've been telling you, we've been trying to get you to understand that Purple Elephant Music has a live circus act, and it's taking over all month long, and it's only right that they should take over in Black History Month. That's right, a month of some of the greatest leaders of our time have been able to bring us all the way to the point where we can give out some of the best music out there. And tonight we're going to talk to you about the One Team, One Dream effect that is affecting all of the listeners that come into contact with some of the greatest artists Purple Elephant Music has yet to be able to uncover. Now tonight, we are going to give you a close snapshot of the gifted act of Young Bugatti. That's right. Young Bugatti is a young spitter with an amazing Alabama background, and he's going to help young Purple Elephant Music produce stories of struggle and strife, and most of all, he's going to tell us a little bit about living his dream. So I want you to sit back. I want you to relax. I want you to get ready to live the Purple Experience right here tonight on Smooches Radio. Smooches. 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 I'm sorry, I'm not getting a full, let me see if I can pump it up a little bit here on our microphone. Am I talking to Young Bugatti? All right, listeners, like I said, you know, every time you have a dream, sometimes you got to work as a team. We're going to try to work with some of this technical difficulty that we're having tonight, but I want you all to just, wanted you guys to give Young Bugatti a big Smooches Radio welcome. So 1, 2, 3. Smooches. Is this Young Bugatti? Young Bugatti. Young Bugatti. All right, we're going to give Young Bugatti a chance to get himself together, but we're going to come right back. But what we're going to talk about tonight is a little bit about the indie music scene, and we've been talking about it since last month, but we want you all to, all of our artists out there, to really start to find out a little bit more, you know, educate yourself on what's going on with these indie labels. There are a lot of indie labels out there, and it seems as if indie labels are popping up overnight. And I think that one of the best things that we have been able to provide as a platform for indie record labels that are actually doing a lot of the work with the artist development. They're, you know, with the bigger corporations, the bigger labels, there hasn't been a lot of artist development. But one of the things that we find that is very unique about some of the different independent record labels and the independent management corps that we have been able to come in contact with right here on Smooches Radio is that they really care about their artists. And Purple Elephant Music is really a great place where the co-founders can bring all of their talents under one umbrella of music. And so tonight, I definitely want to expose you to the Bugatti side of life. So Bugatti has a dream to become one of our favorite rappers out there, but he also has some other things that are making him very unique. I would like for you to kind of just listen in to Young Bugatti and his personal story, and I want you to tell us what you think. I want you to really begin to look at Purple Elephant Music in a different light, because this circus act is definitely going to the big top. Smooches. Smooches.
Hello.
Smooches, Young Bugatti. Is this Young Bugatti?
Yeah.
What's going on? What you smooching on? We've been trying to get to you, but I see you were on a very important call, so we gave you a minute. We put you on hold, and we're back. So what's going on? This is Smooches Radio.
What's up, man? My bad.
Yeah, you were doing a couple of things in there. I'm sure you all right over there now?
Oh, yeah, we good now. I know, like, the little call, I was like, I was listening to this shit, and I was like, damn. I've been listening to it about 30 minutes. So I was like, you know, I just hold it. I was like, damn, I'm just going to put the phone. And I walked off. Hey, man. I'm just telling you the truth, though.
Yeah, it's okay, but you know what, that's what you're here for, you know, that's what we are here for. We like to keep it R-E-A-L, we like to keep it real, and so, you know, that's what we're bringing to our listening audience. We're a mustard seed, and we have been growing with our artists, but we've been talking a little bit about you while you weren't there. We kind of heard you in the background, and I was trying to explain to our listeners that you have an amazing story, so tell us a little bit about Young Bugatti, and I know that I told them that you're actually from Alabama, and with everything that's going on with the civil rights movement, a lot of people don't know civil rights got popping down in Alabama, so in Montgomery, actually. So tell us a little bit about your background, and tell us how, you know, what's happened in Alabama so far. Is it the same, or whether or not you guys have grown? So I want to know a little bit about you. Smooches.
Man, like, to be honest with you, down here, it's really all about just being yourself, because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, try to act like they this and they that, but it's real down here, you know what I'm saying? It's just like anywhere else, you know what I'm saying? So we deep out where we at, man, like, in Pritch, a lot of people don't even know where that's at, you know what I'm saying? So down here where I'm at, you just got to be careful what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So what was one of the things that, you know, because, you know, I know that Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, they have a big country western fan base. So what was it about rap that attracted you to that particular music genre?
Basically just listen to a lot of other people. Like, I like old music, though, like Marvin Gaye and Isley Brothers, you know what I'm saying? I listen to stuff like that all growing up, you know what I'm saying? And I did different kind of music, so one day I just tried it, and then, you know, it worked, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what up?
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything out there that you did before you did music that you love, that you did with such a passion like you're doing now?
A bet. I'm supposed to be in the NBA right now.
Okay. So you a baller too?
Who? Yeah. Man, come on.
You're supposed to be in the NBA basketball.
Right now. Yeah. But I let John have it.
Okay. All right. Well, you sound very confident, and I think that's going to be one of the things that's going to work for you in this industry, because in an industry full of no's, and coming from Alabama, I know that out there that you heard no a lot, but you got a chance to work with Purple Elephant Music. And so tell us a little bit about how living your dream with Purple Elephant Music is changing your life.
In a lot of ways, man, kept me out of trouble doing music, because they discovered me, so they believed in me. So that's why I'm like, you know, because I've been doing music before. I ain't even linked up with them, but, you know what I'm saying, I know that they can get it out there better than I can by me networking with them. So that's just what it was, because, you know what I'm saying, it's like a one team, one dream kind of thing over there. And they all about who they work with, you know what I'm saying? They don't show no favoritism, and they just real, man. That's all I ask for, just to be real and be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't meant to get along, but, you know, friend last forever, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. I like what you're talking out there, Young Bugatti. I like the fact that you keep impressing upon our listeners that you just got to be yourself. You know, We've been promoting your music all week, and we've also had some snapshots of your album cover, and we've also had some personal pictures of you out there. I have to ask you myself, you have on one of those pictures, you have a Michael Jackson inspired. very much so, the King of Pop, right? And I wanted to know, when you think about the pink King of Pop, I know you say you like Marvin Gaye and that old school music, but tell me a little bit about how Michael Jackson, who didn't rap, actually gave you a background for what you do now.
He was the best at what he did, and he was a natural born star. I mean, even when he was a kid like me, like, you know, it probably was something else I was doing, but I always gave my best. And every time I seen Mike do his things, like, he always gave, you know what I'm saying, like this is the last time I'm finna do this, you know what I'm saying? He go all the way in. So that's how I think of my craft, like Mike. So, you know, I ain't saying I'm, you know, one day I wish to reach that level, but if not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, it's be the best at what you're doing. That's the motivation of me wearing that jacket.
I know that's right. Smooches. Wow. So you actually are more than meets the eye because, you know, at first glance, I think a lot of people think they can tell what your story really is. But it sounds like, you know, that you have a lot of old soul in you. Is there any particular person that was in your life that kind of gave you that special attention or that special vibe that let you know early on in life that you were a very special individual?
Yeah, my mama. My mama, like, you know what I'm saying? She worked two jobs. You know, she always told me, like, you gonna be somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because I always liked it. When I was little, I always carried basketballs around. I had some in my hand. I was always doing something. Then she always told me, like, you're going to be something. And I think that what it is, I hope it is. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Straight up.
Smooches out there to miss young Bugatti's mom and anybody else out there that had an impression on a young guy that was just looking for some truth to the world. But your music sounds to be right now, the moment, it sounds like your music is very important to you. And
you heard?
Also, go ahead.
Did you hear?
I'm going to play it for our listeners in just a minute. Did I take it inside of my booth and listen to it before I give it to you? Of course I do. I listen to all of the music that's in it. But I want to know, because the one you have is called Street Ish. And I know our listeners are ready. They want to hear some of that. But we're going to give you that in a minute. But I guess I really want to introduce that to them. But I want to know your process, like, when it comes to writing. Do you write your own music? And what's going through your head when you're in the booth?
Like Mike. Like Mike, nigga. Go in. Hey, kill it. Kill it, man.
Okay.
For real. That shit when you know.
Okay.
You gotta know what you're gonna do when you go in there.
All right. So are you doing your writing right before you go in the booth, or do you have some writing that you're just kind of sitting on and waiting for the right beat?
No, I got I do it in the book. I do it in my phone sometimes, like when I ain't doing it. I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
so sometimes you just do the writing. And so how do you marry the words to the beat? Like, I mean, do you go out there and do you have a specific person that works with you with the beats, or are you just, you know, kind of?
No, I do all that myself. Just play the beat.
Okay.
Play the beat.
And so once you hear that beat, you know what.
Get some of that magic. Give him some of that magic.
Oh, okay. So, it's, so for you, it's organic and it's like it's so natural. You are natural, no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's all 100 with me. I'm the
okay.
Being real. You know what I'm saying?
That's all you can be. I think, like I said, you know, this is Smooches Radio. A lot of people don't understand what our mission and our goal is, but we definitely are here to help rising stardust like yourself get out there a little bit more and expand your brand. I want to talk about Street-ish, and then we're going to introduce that new sound to our listeners. Now, when you were in the process of giving us that Street-ish, there's so many songs out there. There's so many more artists out there that giving us the same type of songs, such as Street-ish.
Oh, bro.
What makes your Street-ish different?
Oh, bro. Yeah, I got it. Hello?
Yeah, what makes your Street-ish different? There's so many people out there that have songs similar to Street-ish. Like, it seems a lot of other artists. Yeah, well, similar. Meaning that maybe with the same title, maybe giving us the same background. What makes your Street-ish different from anybody else's?
Oh, it's like a, I don't know. Just a different kind of vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's how I got my vibe. I just listen to, like, what they listening to now. You know what I'm saying? Just go in the club and just be like, damn. I like club songs. So, I go whoop with some of that club. Just however I'm feeling, man. Like, when I did that song, I think I heard, like, it was something that triggered that. I was listening to something. Like, damn, I like that. But I had to go make it, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, because I'm going through the same. It's kind of like the same. It's a different story from every hood, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and that's what I was trying to tell you. I was trying to tell you that everybody definitely is from the hood or a similar hood. But the stories, they seem the same, but they're also very different. Smooches.
Yeah.
But I let our listeners decide on whether or not it applies to them. But I want to go ahead and give it to them because they've been waiting on this Street-ish for, you know, the last 20 minutes, and I want to give it to them. And I want them to, you know, really listen to Young Lugatti for the first time on our listening airwaves. And I want you to just sit back for a minute. We're going to let you sit back and listen to it for the first time right here on Smooches Radio. For the first time on our show, we are giving you the debut of the One Team, One Dream concept of Purple Elephant Music, Stardust, Young Lugatti. Check it out. Smooches.
A split second off timing and...
I'm just saying, nigga, from Mobile to Texas, nigga, Young Bugatti, I'ma show y'all niggas how we really do this shit. It ain't that to a boss, nigga. We making moves for real, you know what I'm saying? This is what I do, I make waves, nigga. It's money to be made, plenty of waves, you know what I'm saying? Young Bugatti.
Set up in your sex, hit your sex, hold some trouble shit. Red ice, flashing lights, looking devilish. Hoes looking niggas mugging, so we move wrong. Better get moving, business, bitch, ho is going down. Niggas screaming, whoa, whoa, how they not they hook, they hook. Niggas say I'm in hard, and it be a cuss. I refresh it in your click, make me bad so. And all that bucking to the ceiling like you saying so. What the business, see, hold this on last shit. Heard you eavesdropping, fuck them, cut off your zip. Make them bag it out, take his ass up. Click, clap, boo, die, wake his ass up. I've been waiting on my time, and it's finally here. I'm going home with your beats, and rip up from the rip.
Think y'all heard him. So I'm going to let it rewind. Purple Elephant Music. Put your headphones on. Beats by Dre. We want you to hear that the Alabama way. Bring it on back. Street-ish, I said, by Young Bugatti. Feel me?
A split second off timing and...
like it. Hard away from Mobile to Texas, nigga. Young boy got, I'ma show y'all niggas how we really do this shit. It ain't that to a boss, nigga. We making moves for real, you know what I'm saying? This is what I do, I make waves, nigga. It's money to be made, plenty of waves, you know what I'm saying? Young boy got it.
Up to as well. You are in the right place at the right time. We are on live with Purple Elephant Music's Young Bugatti. That's right. One team, one dream. And the young spitter with an amazing Alabama background has shown us what it's going to take to get to the top. What's up, Big Top? What's up, Young Bugatti?
What's up, man? Chilling.
That's some fierce fire that you just gave us.
Yeah.
You gave us some fire right there. All your energy is on that track.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you can tell.
You went hard in the booth. You had something to prove up in that booth, and I felt that. Our listeners, you know, sometimes they don't always catch up with what's going on, especially when it's outside of their region. So, you know, we got people that are all over the world, and sometimes that kind of music, the kind of music that you're trying to explain to them doesn't make sense until they get in the car and put it in themselves and sit back and really listen to what you're trying to, the picture you're trying to paint to them. So I'm glad that you are an artist and you're very serious about your craft.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you got to be, man.
Exactly. So what's next? Like, what's next for our listeners? What's next for Young Bugatti? Where you taking us? And are you going to be on tour soon?
I just dropped a new single on iTunes called In the Hood. It dropped today. February 10th, they can go get that. Ain't that but a dollar, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, then we just dropped the album, Purple Elephant just dropped the album before I dropped the single. So, you know, go get that. We'll check it out. That's on iTunes. We just working, man. Just working.
All right. Working is good. So I don't know, you're definitely not going to be in our area soon, but is there any live performances you're going to be out there besides iTunes that you're going to be giving us out there?
They got a tour coming up in March. They got a tour
Okay,
coming
in
up
Alabama
in March.
Or Louisiana, Texas,
no.
Where you going? Where y'all at?
No, it's going to be in Philadelphia. I think it started in Philadelphia. So they ain't really gave us no false dates on it yet, but I know it's going to start in March. They're trying to get it up now, so we're going to be on the way with that.
Oh, okay. All right, well, just let us know. Let us know so we can make sure our listeners know to make sure that, you know, they go out there and support you and let you know that we out there repping Young Bugatti out there, you know, on tour and Purple Elephant Music.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are almost at the end of our show, and we had a couple people that were holding on, but I know they wanted to ask some questions, or maybe there were some of your people that wanted to show some support. But we just got to definitely let you know that we do appreciate you for being a professional and coming to our show and showing up like you said you would, giving your word, your man of your word. And we also want to encourage you and let you know that, you know, don't stop what you're doing. Don't take no for an answer, and don't forget about Smooches Radio.
Yeah, don't forget about Smooches Radio, man. We're in the building. Young Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I appreciate y'all. I so appreciate y'all for having me, man, like, for real. I heard y'all be going live, too, man, for real. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, they want to do the interview. I want to see what she's talking about. Yeah.
I'm talking
like
about
that,
making
though,
sure
real, you keep, hey, you
that artists
you
like
this, man.
Thank you. I want to make sure that artists like yourself get out there and get to the people. But the last question we have out there, if Young Bugatti was self-made by tomorrow and he could do anything for his hood and money was not an issue, what was the first thing you do out in Pritchard, Alabama?
I had to help the homeless, man. Feed the homeless. Like, for real. I mean, you know,
okay.
Put them somewhere in a shelter or something. We got a lot of people out here like that, living on the street, you know what I'm saying? Try to pack them in on me as you can. Okay.
Wow.
That's something I like.
Well,
you know
so. Okay. Well, it's good to know that you definitely still keep your ear to the streets in more than one way. And I'm glad that, you know, the homeless of Pritchard, Alabama, will be getting definitely when Young Bugatti gets some more to his legacy that the homeless will not have to worry about those kind of issues anymore. And now that you said it to our listeners, I definitely know that they know that you have a bigger heart, you know, than just getting the money, that the money is definitely going to a good place, because we know that you're going to leave a legacy behind. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will have you back on again. Purple Elephant, we smooching Purple all month long, so some of your other label mates will be on our show. But for now, we just want to thank you and send you off, and we're going to be hearing more great music from you, because we're going to be following your career. Don't forget to go like us at Smooches Radio on Twitter. And we're also on IG, Smooches Radio. And I want our listeners to know you can go and follow Young Bugatti at Young, B-O-O-G-A-T-T-I, on Twitter. And on IG, he's Young Boo, Boo, B-O-O-G-A-T-T-I, on IG. Is there any other place besides iTunes that you have a social network that you would like for our listeners to go and check you out on?
Yeah, you just said
covered everything.
It. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much, Young Bugatti, right here on Smooches Radio. If you missed the full interview, you can always go and re-download it at www.blogtalkradio.com/Smooches Radio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Smooches Radio. And if you need some of that new music in the hood from Young Bugatti, go ahead and check it out on iTunes. It's only 99 cents or a dollar. And I do think that everybody has at least $1 to give. Remember, for every album that you purchase or a single that you purchase, that Young Bugatti is going to be giving out something to the homeless of Pritchard, Alabama. Thank you all for tuning in. Yeah. Thank you, Young Bugatti. We hate to say goodbye. Don't forget to smooch us. We're here every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week, we got your brother Sink. He'll be on at 11 p.m., so support him, too. And we'll be talking to you soon. Smooches.
Okay, then. All right.
Good night. So there you have it. I know you guys have been waiting, long awaited, for Young Bugatti finding out who is this Young Bugatti. There's a lot of people out there that take on certain names, but that one right there, that's definitely somebody from the Purple Elephant Music team, one dream. And we are just so glad that we are exposing our listeners to a big talk of the most unique and quality music around. That was a club banger tonight that we played, called Street-ish from Young Bugatti. And we want you to continue following Purple Elephant and their artists. And we're going to be smooching Purple all month long, so keep tuning in. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each and every Tuesday, we got you. Next week, we're going to bring you Sync. That's right. Sync will be in on Smooches Radio, another Purple Elephant artist. And we want to see you and your support every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have to thank all of our supporters out there, including the Orange Preparatory Academy, Female Achievers of Orange. We also have our New Jersey clothing, My Style Clothing, out in Vauxhall, New Jersey. We also have Vestai Academy for Future Leaders in Newark, New Jersey. And we have Laressa Styles of Distinction in Leesville, Louisiana. We have the Creative Image Hair Salon with the sole proprietor being Linda Jones, and so many more, but we can't name them tonight. We know that all of you are a big part of Smooch history. Don't forget, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is all about you. Smooches.